I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. God hates stagnation. Life is supposed to be progressive. Life is supposed to be dynamic and not static. Because Proverbs 4:18 says the path of the just is as a shining light that shines the more unto a perfect day. God said, you have dwelt around this mountain long enough, move forward. Say the word, move forward. What many are celebrating today will become obsolete tomorrow. Success you don't improve will become failure tomorrow. So every day God wants you and I to improve our success. What may be termed flashy yesterday will become shabby today. What you are celebrating today as a result may be disgusting tomorrow. Never settle for mediocrity. On the road of excellence, there is no speed limit. God said, you have compassed about this mountain long enough. Move forward. So I'll move forward. You know, Isaac moved from one level to another. And in the first service, I said how to strive for continuous improvement. How to strive for what? On your road to excellence. How to strive for continuous improvement on your road to excellence. Avoid complacency if you want to move forward. Number two, I said, embrace continuous self-education. Continue what? And I said something, I said, when we talk about education, the first thing that occurs in a man's mind is to go to school. I said, no. Schooling is different from self-education. They are not the same. School gives you information. Self-education gives you transformation. Self-education is personal discoveries that make you recover your destiny in life. Every great man is not school that makes him. Every great man is personal development. Whereas school has finished teaching you, you go beyond that to do something. Am I talking? I was talking to some young men. I said, university is simply universal knowledge. They say he attended university. Simply, he had universal what? That's why you want to read chemical engineering. They say you should do philosophy in year one. They want you to be vast. What has philosophy got to do with chemical engineering? They don't want you to go to school just to be narrow. They want to be very vast. That's what they call it, university, universal knowledge. So you cannot say, I'm an engineer, and you cannot talk to a man who is in another field. Am I talking? If you read English, they tell you to go and do administrative work because they believe that in your English, you should be able to go beyond that. And they said, handle human resources. Do you understand what I'm saying? Number three. Praise the Lord. I'm thinking about three now. How to strive. How to what? For continuous improvement on your road to excellence. Number three. Major and improve your comparative advantage. Measure. Major, M-A-J-O-R. Major and improve on your comparative advantage. Or your unique selling proposition. That's what I mean. Now, what do I mean? What is your strength? What is it that you do well that is really done so well by other competitors in your field? Continuously improve your strength and not your weakness. I'll show you a scripture in the book of Judges, chapter 20. In Judges, chapter 20, verse 16 precisely, you can open. 700 men were chosen. Were what? He said, the strength of the 700 men was in their left hand. In their what? Shall we read? He said, among all these people, there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Take note. What? Everyone could what? Sling stones at an air breath and not miss. In modern language, they were snipers. In modern warfare, they were what? They are the marksmen in the military. But if you look at this scripture, it was their left hand, not their right hand. And they hardly missed their target. Listen to me. Men, these men were chosen because of their peculiarity and not because of their uniformity. It would have been stupid for them to say, well, let's leave our left hand and begin to know how to use our right hand. They said, choose this man because they have a strength in their left hand and they are the men you will use. Are you getting what God is saying here? Let me give you a particular example of what I'm talking about. I'll talk about myself so you understand where I'm coming. I dance well as a pastor and as a preacher amongst preachers. And my dance step is different from every other preacher's dance step. Am I talking? Everybody, black or white, enjoy me when I dance. People even call me, you can call me dancing pastor. Some of you came to worship in this church because you saw me dance and you loved it. A Briton came here and said, please, can we do something? That in Britain, when they watch our program, they loved the way I dance. So if we can include dancing in all our episodes. Life story. Now, where am I going? This is what I'm trying to say. Many pastors sing. When they sing, you will shake. That is their own strength. I don't know how to sing. It would be stupid for me now, if I want to improve, to start learning how to sing. It will improve me. So I increase my skill in the dancing to beat them. So if you want to continually improve, look at your strength and sharpen your strength and stop going for your weakness. Don't do something everybody is doing. Do something you easily can do and sharpen that skill. If you're a good talker, improve how to talk. Don't try to clap hands like the other person. Am I talking? If you're a drummer, don't try to start singing. Your unique selling proposition or competitive advantage is in that your strength. That's where the world will know you. Dancing is my strength and not singing. So for me to now learn how to sing and say I want to sing like the choir, I'll be wasting my time, because the next 10 years I can't sing like them. So a pastor who sings can't meet me. When I dance, the hope will say, look at him, he's dancing. So where I will increase and sharpen my strength is in dancing and not in singing. Stop putting your energy in your weakness. So what I will do continually to excel is to improve my dancing style and steps and not on singing. Keep improving on what you have proved and not in some other person's area that you have not proved. David, he refused to use Saul's armor to fight Goliath because he had not proved Saul's armor. What brought David to limelight was a sling and a stone and not a military hammer. So David said, leave your armor. That's not my strength. My strength is in the sling. What is your strength?
David Ibiomi will be right back.
The quality of a man is in direct proportion to his commitment to excellence, regardless of his chosen field of endeavor.
So when I took stock of my activities, my spiritual, my family life, my career life, you know, the areas that I was not doing well, I had to say, I have to take a decision to make definite changes in those areas of my life. And I tell you that the results have been outstanding.
As a career person, I think in my office, I've seen how I can do things, see myself standing out among my peers in the office.
As a quality is not an act, it's an act. Choose as a person that you will go for. Come on, sir, here. Don't settle for mediocrity, because I put my treasures in you, so you are too expensive to be at the bottom. So push your way to the top.
Innovation brings creativity. Creativity brings excellence. To be outstanding, you must stand out in the crowd. Excellence is possible. The world is waiting for your manifestation. To get the series of Touch of Excellence on DVD, VCD, or audio CD, call the number you see on your screen or visit salvationministrieshs.org.
So go for yours. That is where the world will know you. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Strive to improve is simply looking at your comparative advantage. What is the advantage I have over others? Then strengthen put your energy in that your area where you have strength. How many understand where I'm coming from? Shout hallelujah. And if you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, 38 to 40, you will see the story of David. See what he said. He said, and Saul armed David with his armor, and he put his helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail, and David gathered his sword upon his armor, and he assailed to go. For he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with this, for I have not proved them. And David put them of him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a what? Scrip. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. See, that was his strength. Say it like a child of God. David said, Saul, your strength is not my strength. There's something I have special strength for. And that was what made the world to know David. Strive for excellence in the area of your strength. Stop celebrating your weakness. Start encouraging your strength. Okay, let me tell you something. When did you see Coca-Cola going to road construction? That is not their... That's not their what? They remain in their strength with the soft drink. They refuse to go to road construction. So why do you want to go to the area you don't have strength? Are you understanding where I'm coming from? Have you seen Lionel Messi doing or performing great feats in basketball or volleyball? That's not the same. For Lionel Messi to not say, you know, or Ronaldo to say, well, I want to learn volleyball. You can imagine how useless it would be. His strength is football. So if he wants the world to know him, that is where he puts all his energy. What is your strength? It will be stupid now to say there's money in basketball. And Lionel Messi will now say, I want to learn basketball. Look at his height. You can imagine me at 50 now, I say, I want to sing with all these small children. When it's in the name of my heart to see you love me now, this voice. But when I dance, even they're singing, they fold their hands. I say, "Choo." See, Papa. Are you getting what I'm saying? May your strength announce you to your world. May your strength announce you to your world. May your strength announce you to your world. In the name of Jesus. So go for your strength. Number four. Embrace paradigm shift. Embrace what? Embrace paradigm shift. I'll read a life story to strive for excellence in any area of your life. Embrace paradigm what? Shift. Here is this life story I'm about to read. Life story. Well, let me explain. A paradigm shift is how we think, how we see things, and how people see things differently. That's what we mean by paradigm shift. How we do what? Think. How we see things and how people see things differently. We have denominational religious paradigms. We have cultural, geographical, and racial paradigms. A paradigm can be shifted and changed. Is that true? And God wants us to shift by time. Now, in 1969, listen to this. Switzerland dominated the watchmaking industry. They held on to it through most of the 20th century. And at the hand, that height of their success, they had 65% of the world market share in watches. And 80% of the profit. Total market domination. Yet, listen carefully, 10 years later, their market share plummeted below 10%. And they had to release 50,000 of 65,000 watch workers. Do you understand what I said? They had 65,000. And in 10 years, the 50,000 were retrenched in the modern language. That was something wrong. Is that true? Now, can you guess what nation dominated the watch industry today? Japan. But hear the story. It will shock you. In 1969, Japan had no watch market. So how could the Swiss, who commanded the watchmaking industry for the majority of the 20th century and were known for excellence and innovation in their products, be so rapidly destroyed? The answer is paradigm. A paradigm shift. Today, many people are wearing the paradigm shift on their wrist. It is called quartz movement. What you call electronics watch. But what's fascinating, and we invented it, hear this. The Swiss themselves invented the quartz watch. But when their research scientists presented it to the watchmakers and to the industry, the Swiss rejected it. It didn't have a mainspring. The old people call it the balance swing. Those who used to use old word, you had Kim. That watch never had that kind of balance swing. You wind it, and then you make Kim, tip, Kim. Everybody who was born in the 60s, we know the watch. Kim, 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 Kim. Electronic watch, now you don't hear sound, but now you must hear tip, 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 tip. So this watch did not have it. So it couldn't possibly be the watch of the future. That was what the Swiss man says. In fact, they were not confident that the watch would sell. So the following year, 1969, they presented this watch to the World Watch Congress of Watches, Texas Instruments of America. And Seiko of Japan walked by where they were presenting watches in America and took one look, and the rest is history. The rest is what? What am I saying? The founders of the watch refused to shift, as it was in the beginning. It's now and ever it will be until world without end. If you have that kind of mentality, the world will overtake you. The Swiss who invented the watch refused to shift even when there was an improvement on what they had. And today, Japan took over the watch industry. They were blinded by the success of yesterday and refused to improve with what is happening today. Can I tell you something? Yeah. If you are not careful, your successful past will block your vision of the future. That's why there will be openness to new ideas, willingness to exploit different ways of doing things. Are you hearing me now? You must always open yourself to new things. To what? Success is simply a progressive realization of a worthy goal. Many people think success is synonymous with rigidity and dogmatism. No. They refuse to understand that your success will become failure if you refuse to change with new ideas. If God is embracing new things, you can't afford not to embrace and do new things. Hear what God said in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. He said, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of what? Old. Behold, I will do anything. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God said he will do what? You are still remaining in the old. That's Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. It killed the old church because new things was not embraced. The church was busy playing religion. Now, how can you use the pattern your father used to run his family to run your family and expect to get godly results? You need a paradigm shift. Your father ran his family based on what he knew. Today, you have to run your family based on the word of God. He said that not teachable, he cannot be a leader. It is not possible to make continuous progress when you are not teachable and correctable. Avoid any man whose lifestyle cannot fit into your vision. No Jonah has the ability to take you to your destination. If you carry a Jonah into your boat, just know what will happen. There are so many Jonahs in your life that you need to draw. A Jesus will move you in the midst of storm to your destination. A Jonah will make you not to your destination. Either you walk with a Jonah or you walk with a Jesus, make your choice.
Every
accepted Jesus as he is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. The quality of a man is in direct proportion to his commitment to excellence, regardless of his chosen field of endeavor.
So when I took stock of my activities, my spiritual, my family life, my career life, you know, the areas that I was not doing well, I have to take a decision to make definite changes in those areas of my life. And I tell you that the results have been outstanding.
As a career person, I think in my office, I've seen how I can do things, see myself standing out among my peers in the office.
As a quality is not an act, it's an act. Choose as a person that you will go for. Come on, sir, here. Don't settle for mediocrity, because I put my treasures in you, so you are too expensive to be at the bottom. So push your way to the top.
Innovation brings creativity. Creativity brings excellence. To be outstanding, you must stand out in the crowd. Excellence is possible. The world is waiting for your manifestation. To get the series of Touch of Excellence on DVD, VCD, or audio CD, call the number you see on your screen or visit salvationministrieshs.org.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
You release by your best-selling author, David Abiyomi, The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands, Living Without Financial Pressure, The Prosperous Family, How to Hear from God, How Faith Works, Unlimited Success, Recovering Your Inheritance, Releasing Your Destiny, Keys to Impactful Living, Created for Distinction, and lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Abiyomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
You can become a member and how you can get in our materials. Visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Abiyomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, P.O. Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.